I'm Tiffany Jones with Churches in Action, and I have the absolute privilege of sitting with Pastor Jack Graham from Prestonwood Baptist Church. Hi, Pastor Graham, how are you?
Hi, Tiffany. It's great to meet you for the first time, and let's talk.
I would love to know, what do you think this crusade means to Dallas-Fort Worth, and can you define crusade for us?
The idea of a crusade is getting people together to advance the cause of Jesus Christ and the kingdom, and I believe very much in crusade evangelism. And by that, it's really maybe the best definition is invitational evangelism, where you're intentionally inviting people to come to faith in Jesus Christ. And the value, of course, for a community like ours with so many churches is that we can get together. We often do, you know, most often we're doing our own thing and we have our own ministries. And yet when you have something like Harvest America, you can get together, cooperate, meet new friends, know that you're not alone in the battle, that we're all in this together. And it is, you know, crusading. I know maybe crusade has a negative connotation for some people, but you know, it just means that, you know, the church should be a mighty army, not an audience. The church should be like a mighty army moving forth with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when you have a gifted evangelist like Greg Laurie, who I've known for 25 plus years, he's one of my closest friends. When you have someone who knows how to connect with people and specifically knows how to preach the gospel in a way that's understandable, and yet, you know, it's simple but profound at the same time, and people connect with Greg, and the bands are here that help bring people in, churches are here to help bring people in, but when you mix it all together, it's just an incredible opportunity to preach the good news of Jesus Christ. And I'm really glad this is the third time, actually. We started out in AT&T basketball arena where the Mavs played about 5 years ago, filled that up to overflowing. Came here to AT&T Stadium, Cowboys Stadium, 2 years ago, overflowing. And here we are again today, this evening, and the building is filling up again. And, you know, I laugh and tell people, you know, the Cowboys haven't been winning too much these days, but we're going to be winning on that field tonight because there are going to be thousands of people come to faith in Christ.
And that will be a blessing. You talked about the bands. I have a funny little tidbit question for you. What is your favorite Christian rock band, and do you have them on your iTunes playlist?
Let me think. You know, my iTunes playlist is interesting. I've got all kinds of music, but my favorite music is truly contemporary Christian music. It's a new era in Christian music, and I really like all of it. I like the way that music is able to communicate a message and to proclaim truth. You know, Chris Tomlin is here at Harvest America, and he's one of my favorite artists and does a great job both in songwriting as well as performing. I like Bethel music, which is, and the Hillsong music is, you know, I'm a Baptist guy. These are not Baptist musicians or singers necessarily, Hillsong and Bethel, but they have given us great music for the church in our generation. And frankly, at Prestonwood, we're writing our own music. Michael Neal is our head worship pastor, and he's writing some incredible songs. Your Great Name is a well-known song that he wrote, and others that are on the way. So I love it. The bands here are exciting. I've got my little six-year-old granddaughter with us, and she is so fired up to hear the bands. But interestingly enough, she's just enamored already with Greg Laurie and can't wait to hear Greg preach.
I can't wait to hear him preach either. I want to ask you one final question about something that happened in your church recently with all the graduations going on and the public school pulling out of graduating at your church. It sort of broke my heart. How do you feel about all of that?
Some of it most likely was a misunderstanding. We've been hosting graduations. We have a large building, a 7,000-seat worship center, so we gladly have hosted graduations over the years and still do. But one of the school systems wanted to cover our Christian symbols, and just to make it more secular and not be offensive to anyone, I presume. But, you know, we're a church, and our symbols are very important, especially the cross. And so we simply said, you know what, you're welcome here, but you cannot cover our symbols. You just can't do that. And actually, the leadership of that particular school district agreed with that, the superintendent. But there was enough shouting, I guess, at school board meetings and so on, that they decided, you know what, we'll just take our graduation elsewhere. And we're fine with that. But I just thought it showed a little bit of lack of conviction and, frankly, some courage to stand up to some of the bullies who want to take every vestige of God, of faith, of Christian commitment out of the public sector and square. And so that's the offensive part. And we have no desire as a church to control schools or school boards, secular schools, public schools. We have a great school, Prestonwood Christian Academy. And we have many students and public school teachers. So we're not in a fight with the public schools. But it was disappointing that a school board decided that it wasn't worth it to them to stand up to the bullies who wanted those symbols down.
Well, our Christian hats are definitely off to you for standing up and keeping those crosses up. And some of those kids being exposed to a church, that speaks to them, even if it's in the graduation. Maybe some of them never even been in a church. So I think that was, I'm proud for you. Thank you so much, Pastor Jack Graham, for joining Churches in Action. We're at Harvest America, and we are so blessed to have you on our station.
It's my pleasure, and I look forward to getting to know you better and your station.
Okay, this is really exciting, everybody. I am here with Drew. Switchfoot.
Yes, hey, this is Drew from Switchfoot. You're listening to Churches in Action. What's up?
Hey, Drew, you know what? I want to know, what? Tell us about the biggest fan, like, experience you had where in a Christian situation where you were singing to a big Christian crowd. What is the biggest thing that you witnessed?
Well, this is pretty big tonight. We are here at the Harvest America event here at AT&T Stadium, and it is a big one. It's Texas-sized out here, so it's like, it's large. It's one of those, like, larger-than-life experiences out here. So, but with a fan, we've had so many stories. Oh, my gosh. I can't even, I mean, the stories that come in really are inspiring, because we make music and we put it out there, and then it means so much to people, and it just becomes the soundtrack to people's lives and seems to speak to them where they're at in their heart, in their own moments, in their own crisis, or in their own questioning. And that's where we live as a band, in that tension between things going well and not well, and what do you do with it, and who are you in the midst of the tensions of life. So, you know, I hope Switchfoot songs mean a lot to you guys, because we sing from the heart, and we sing from a place of being okay to ask the questions and being okay to be who we are. And so I just want to encourage everybody to be who you are. That's okay.
I'm still here at Harvest America, and I'm talking to one of the counselors. Her name is Jamie. Jamie, can you tell me what your role in this lovely event was?
Yes. So I was one of the counselors. So whenever people gave their life to Christ, I was down here to talk to them and just to encourage everyone to just of the importance of praying to Christ, and just to encourage them to be reading in Scripture, because we can't know Jesus and have that relationship daily with Him unless we're in the Word of God, which is the Word, the Bible, is His Word. And unless we're just praying continuously, because the enemy is always going to be fighting against us. And just to remind them, just the hope we have in Christ, and remind them of the importance to go and share Christ with others, to share their testimony and share that Jesus died. And 3 days later, He rose again on the cross so that we could spend eternity with Him. But if we don't share this free gift, then people are going to hell. And that should break our hearts. That should burden us. And we should let people know that that without Him, without us asking and confessing that He is our Lord, then people are going to die. And also praying with them and just encouraging them to get plugged into a church, because they need that accountability, and they need that family. We're the body of Christ, and they need that family to surround them, to help them whenever they're going through things. And that's what the body of believers are for. So,
and you really, there were, this field was packed with people. And you think all these people accepted Jesus Christ into their heart for the first time tonight?
Some of them may have been recommitments. And to be honest, some of them may have not fully understood that what it fully meant. I pray to God that they all gave their life to Christ, and that those that didn't give their life to Christ, that seeds were planted, and that just the laborers would go out and they would go share Christ, and that they would just get to know who Jesus is. And but I am so grateful to God that he brought all these people out. It was definitely a divine appointment for them to be here.
And I noticed they were giving out Bibles. I mean, obviously there's a clear reason why, but I want to know why. I want you to tell me why they were handing out these free Bibles.
Because it's important for them to be in the Word of God. Like I said, they can't know who Jesus is and get to know their Father more unless they have that personal relationship with him, which is through prayer and through reading his Word.
And I want everyone to know this event was free. The Bibles were free. And I think maybe some of these people never had a Bible. What do you think?
I agree. Man, it's sad to even think that some of these people haven't even heard of the name of Jesus Christ. And how awesome that God brought all of them together just to hear who he is, and just to be able to have that opportunity. Jesus wants all of them in his kingdom. And so it's just awesome that we're able to provide this free event for people and the Word of God for them.
Well, thanks for talking to us, and thank you for your gift today. You obviously helped people and pray with people and help people find Jesus today. So you're doing God's work, and we love that.
You're welcome. I'm just thankful for what Jesus has done in my life, and I just want to give him all the glory.
Praise God.
This has been Churches in Action with Tiffany Jones. For more information on the pastor you just heard, go to 770kaam.com and click on the Churches in Action page, or call KAAM at 972-445-1700. Thank you for listening to CIA and to all of the quality programming on 770kaam. For the betterment of our walk as believers, and on behalf of God, country, and Texas.